Calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you? Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yeah, okay. So I did this online questionnaire thing. And then they said, oh, you get a free gift with that, right? All you have to do is pay for shipping. So I went ahead and I did the questionnaire thing, and I paid for shipping, $7.95. You guys charged my girlfriend's card for $7.95. Then all of a sudden, we look on our transactions, and now I have a $65 charge on my card from you guys. And I didn't authorize a $65 charge. So I'm trying to figure out why all of a sudden you guys are charging my card $65.
All right, can I get your zip code?
Zip code is 94509.
And your first and last name?
Charles Smith. I have the order number here in front of me as well.
And what's your first and last name again?
Charles Smith, Charles Smith, Smith.
And you said it also charged your wife's card?
Yeah, it charged what's in her name. She authorized me to use
what's
the card.
What's her name?
I'm not giving up that information because her
I'm
name
saying
wasn't
it might
on her.
Be another. It might also be under her name because I'm not seeing Charles Smith.
Toma, T-O-M-A, the last name. Everything came in my name. The packing, the order number. You can't look it up by order number?
All right. Can you verify your shipping address?
2709 Entrada Circle. Entrada Circle. Antioch, Antioch, California. 945.
When did this charge take place? Like, did it happen today?
The charge happened yesterday on the 18th. The first charge happened on the 14th, which was $7.95. The only one that we authorized. The second charge happened yesterday on the 18th for $64.95. Do you have that in front of you?
I'm not seeing any of that. Do you have like an email address that you may have put in or something?
Yeah, here's the email address. Chuck Smith, all one word. So Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 635@gmail.com.
I'm not seeing anything in our system for you.
So wait, your packing number. Okay, so where's the packing slip? You guys are Import Direct Gadgets? Is that correct?
I mean, it sounds like what you have, we do sell it. But, I mean, it doesn't have an order in here for you guys.
Well, look, why can't you look it up by the order number?
What's the order number, sir?
The order number is 6786-39308.
All right, give me 1 second.
I'm not upset with you, boss. I'm just trying to figure out why you guys are charging me. Are you guys located in Pennsylvania?
No, sir. We're located in California.
Well, this came from Import Direct Gadget, 855 is the number, 855-43 is the number I'm talking to, from Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's your warehouse or whatever, but that's where it came from.
I don't think that's from us, because we don't have any warehouses in Pennsylvania or anything like that.
So I don't understand why somebody I would order this from would send me a package of earbuds. Maybe you guys order it from them or something, and then you guys start taking money out of people's accounts. And now you're saying that your company, what is the name of your company?
We're a customer service. We're a telemarketing call center for over 1,000 companies. And once I set your name and everything up in our system, you don't come up with an account for either one of those companies. So I'm not thinking that you were charged by us.
Okay, well, I have the charges. I'm just going to cancel the charge. All right.